Mrs. Barnbelder, I am so sorry for you. Come in. Yes, thank you. I just wanted to express my genuine condolences. What a shock this must be. Had he been sick? Was there any indication? No, just all of a sudden he died in the middle of the night? Oh, Mrs. Barnbelder, death is never easy to bear, but it's especially hard when it comes with no warning at all. But I want to assure you the church is going to stand with you. You're not going to go through this alone. We'll be praying for you and supporting you all along the way. Wednesday? Well, I think that'll probably be all right. I'll need to check with the staff when I get back to the church, but far as I know, Wednesday will be all right for the service. You know, I hate to ask this, Mrs. Barnbelder, but tell me some things about your husband. I always like to make the funeral as personal as possible. I saw him, of course, Christmas and Easter, but I just didn't know him very well. What was he like? What did he do? What kind of a man was he? He was busy. Always busy? Always working very, very hard. Oh, I see, a real hard worker. What did he do? He built barns. And then he built bigger barns. I noticed the project he had going outside here. Quite a project he was working on. So he built big barns. Well, he must have been active in the community in some way. What did he do? Did he help with Heaven's Kitchen? Did he help with Winter Relief? What did he do in the community? He just built barns. It just wasn't enough time. I see, yes. He was always working so hard, just not enough time to do anything in the community. Well, what about family? He must have been a good family man, I'm sure. Spent a lot of time with the grandchildren. Just too busy. Too busy always building bigger barns. I'm sorry, Mrs. Barnbelder. Someday? Oh, someday. Someday when all the barns were built and all the possessions laid aside and all the paperwork done and everything in order and when life slowed down, someday he would get back to church. Someday he would work in the community. Someday he would spend time with his grandchildren. I'm sorry? You're right. You're right, Mrs. Barnbelder. That someday never came. Well, so much for my imaginary conversation with Mrs. Barnbelder. You all know Mrs. Barnbelder. She's the widow in the gospel lesson this morning. Just imaginary, of course. Or is it? Is this not real? Does not this sort of thing happen every single day in modern life? All these stories in the Bible are not just crazy made-up fables of 2,000 years ago. No, this is real. This is real. This is our life that is being portrayed. This is as real as it gets. Let's take a closer look at Jesus' parable. Now, you remember that the parable actually begins in response to a request. A man comes to Jesus and he says, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." We're getting down to the nitty-gritty now, aren't we? Yeah, this is real. How many families have been divided, fighting against one another over an inheritance, fighting over possessions, fighting over land, fighting over a house, fighting over furniture, fighting over china, maybe even fighting over salt and pepper shakers, or the little knickknacks that sit around the living room. You know those little knickknacks. You know their job is to collect dust. That's what they do. They do that very well. And sometimes families might fight over that. Years ago, my wife and I were serving a church in Baltimore. Our kids were little. Next door to us was an elderly woman. She lived there, and she became quite ill and was dying. One day I went over next door. I wanted to make a pastoral visit, wanted to pray with her. She was literally on her deathbed. And what I'm about to tell you is the truth. I'm not making this up. While I was there praying with her, her children were in the living room fighting over who would get what. She wasn't dead yet. She was still alive, but there they are fighting over who's going to get what. And in this particular woman's house, there was nothing of value. Nothing in that living room that you couldn't find at a yard sale or a garage sale. I assure you, the things at the Severna Park garage sale, far nicer than the stuff she had in her living room. But there they are fighting over those possessions. Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me. That's real. That's life. And listen to Jesus' answer. Jesus says, "Who made me a judge or divider over you?" I think what he's saying is, who made me to decide if your greed is somehow more important than your brother's greed? Or how am I to choose between one person's greed and another person's greed because it's all greed? And then Jesus tells the parable to illustrate his point, this parable of the barn builder building bigger and bigger barns, and then his life is taken from him. And listen to the punchline. Listen to the point of the parable. Here it is. Take heed, beware of covetousness, for a person's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. You hear that? A person's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. A person's life is more than that. The barn builder wants more and more possessions, more and more wealth, more and more security, bigger and bigger barns. And Jesus says, well, yes, you need more, but it's not more material possessions that you need. Life is more than that. It's more than being a millionaire. It's more than working day and night to try to get upward mobility. It's more than simply acquiring more and more stuff. Life is more than that. What is this more of which Jesus speaks? What is the more that we so desperately need? What is it that makes life so valuable and so precious and so meaningful? Is not life a matter of loving? Of loving, really loving, loving husband and wife, children, grandchildren, parents, brother, sister, neighbors, co-workers, but really loving. Showing love not just on the special days like birthdays and anniversaries and holidays, but showing love every day. Let every day be that day to say, I love you. Let every day be that day to care, to receive love and to give love. Is that not what life is all about? Is not life about experiencing the grandeur of God in the world around us, the incredible beauty of this time of year, the leaves, the fall flowers, the incredible beauty, the presence of the Creator God in the world around us? Is it not to experience that? Just before the service, I went outside and I picked up a leaf. I just picked up one at random. It's just a leaf. That's all it is. I know you curse these things because now you've got to gather these up and bag them and somehow try to get rid of them. But friends, this leaf is a miracle of engineering. It's a miracle of engineering. This started out as a tiny little bud last spring. It grew into a leaf. It was green once upon a time. Had chlorophyll in it. The chlorophyll's gone, and now it reverts to its normal orange, yellow color here. But if you turn a leaf over and look at the back, they're tiny little veins, tiny little capillaries that carry nutrition to the leaf. And if you look at it closely, they're even smaller little veins and capillaries. And if you really look at it closely, there are tiny, tiny, almost microscopic little veins and capillaries. This is a miracle of engineering. This is an incredible example of the creative grandeur of our living God. And this is one leaf. One leaf out of how many trees and how many forests and how many mountains covered with leaves. Is that not what life is all about? To experience the presence of the living God in the world around us? Is not life about helping? Reaching out and helping. Maybe someone we know, someone in the family perhaps, or maybe someone we don't know, somebody we've never seen before, someone we'll never see again, but simply reaching out with a helping hand to a fellow traveler through this earthly pilgrimage. Isn't that what life's about? Reaching out to help? Is not life about reading a book just because you want to read it and not because you're trying to impress somebody at the next office party? Or going to the theater? Or going to a concert? Or maybe going to an art gallery? Going to an art gallery and just experience the treasures in an art gallery. You know, I was an adult before I finally learned to see color. I thought the water was blue. The ocean was blue. The lake was blue. The river was blue. You know, like a little kid with a coloring book. And then one day, as a man, I went into a gallery and I looked at Monet's water lilies. And wow, I suddenly realized the water's not blue. The water's a thousand colors, hues, shades, and it changes as the light plays on it. Is that not what life is all about, to have those moments of awesome grandeur? Is not life about prayer? Really praying. I'm not talking about those frantic little prayers that we raise up, help me. You know, I say those prayers 100 times a day. I can't get through a day without them. But not that prayer, but the real prayer where you experience God's presence, where in silence and meditation, the living God is real and alive and in your midst. That great I am who is so far beyond, but always with us. Is that not what life is all about? Is not life about understanding that this day is a precious, precious gift? This day, November the 8th, 2015, it's never been before, it'll never be again. It's a precious day that God has given to us. And this day, a Sunday, a day of rest, not just rest from physical labor, but rest from cares and worries and anxieties. Rest from having to struggle and struggle to get more and more. Simply to let that be laid aside. Let God be God. A day of rest from all that. A day of worship. A day of prayer. A day of singing. A day of fellowship. A day of rest. Isn't that what life is all about? Those things I've been talking about. And other things that you could add to the list. That's the more that we really need the things that make life precious. At the end of the parable, there is a word that is used to describe the barn builder. Do you remember what the word is? The word is not evil. No, the barn builder is not evil. It's not wicked. It's not any bad thing that we might think of like that. Barn builder's a good guy. He's not any of those things. The word that is used to describe the barn builder is fool. He's a fool. He's a darned fool. Because in seeking more and more possessions, he has missed out on what really matters. Friends, hear the word of God for our lives today. A person's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Life is more. It's more. It is so much more. So be it. Amen.